This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is MedTalk, presented by HCA Midwest Health. I'm Jamie Monticelli with Dr. Celeste Brabeck, infertility specialist, and we are talking about infertility. A new study shows that women are waiting longer and longer to have a family. And while we all might know that that will decrease your odds of getting pregnant, what measures can women and men take to be proactive about their fertility? So, Dr. Brabeck, is it true that women are indeed putting off having a family? And if so, why?
Yes, it is. From the early 1900s to the mid-1900s to today, actually the age at first pregnancy has consistently risen from around 20 or 21 to now late 20s and almost approaching 30. This has come from safe and effective contraception, education, career, and travel.
It used to be that after 40 wasn't an ideal time to get pregnant, and I speak that as someone who's 40 years old. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. But interestingly, by the late 20s, fertility rates already start to decline. So this rise at the age of first pregnancy is, of course, something we need to be aware of. Great news is teen pregnancy is down. Interestingly, birth rate in the United States for women under 35 has been dropping. For women 35 and older and women 40 and older, pregnancy rate and birth rate has been rising. And while these more mature women are more motivated, they're more educated, they're financially more stable, age has a major adverse impact on pregnancy success.
So when does a woman or a man know if they actually have a fertility problem?
Okay, sure. So first of all, very interesting, about 1 in 8 couples experience infertility. So very, very common. And interestingly, in a fully fertile couple, the chance of conceiving in 1 month under age 35 is only 15%. By age 35, it drops to 9%. And by 40, under 1%. That's in a fully fertile population. We typically define infertility as trying for 1 year when the female partner is under the age of 35, 6 months if the female partner is 35, and immediately at age 40, or immediately if there are known medical conditions such as irregular menstrual periods, fibroids, or a condition called endometriosis.
Tell us more about endometriosis really quickly, because it's a term that we hear coming up quite a bit.
It is. And endometriosis is a confusing term, but tissue that normally lies inside the uterus and sheds every month with the menstrual period can become implanted in an irregular place in the abdominal cavity. That is termed endometriosis.
Are there things that women can do to reverse their odds of having trouble later getting pregnant?
Absolutely. And first of all, of course, like in general health, maintaining good health is key. So that would be diet and nutrition. Exercise, not too much, not too little. Maintaining a normal weight, good sleep patterns, no tobacco, minimizing alcohol, but most of all, and most importantly, is getting information early. Educate yourself. make informed decisions so that you can meet your own personal life goals.
How does weight affect women and men?
There's almost a linear relationship between increase in weight and body mass index and infertility, as well as decreased success rates with almost all of the fertility treatments.
So I assume the higher your weight, the more trouble you are going to have.
Both extreme differences in weight, whether it be too high or too low, have an adverse impact on pregnancy and live birth rates.
Let's talk about couples. What are some of the options for couples if they're having trouble getting pregnant?
Certainly, there's a wide range of couples, ranging from low-tech, inexpensive, relatively easy, to more high-tech, kind of depending on what is appropriate for any individual couple. And of course, like many things in life, low-tech tend to be less expensive, but also tend to have a slightly lower pregnancy rate, and high-tech that are more expensive have a very high pregnancy rate.
Take me through some of the timelines.
Sure.
You know, at what point in the process of quote-unquote trying, do you do what things?
Certainly. So first of all, a diagnostic evaluation for infertility is easy. There are four things: egg, sperm, tube, uterus. We can test all those in under a month's time. So those answers are can be obtained quite quickly. Baseline basic low-tech treatments might involve oral medications, maybe some ultrasound monitoring, maybe an outpatient procedure called intrauterine insemination. Those are things that can be completed within 1 month's time, typically require approximately two very short office visits in a month. Higher tech things have a much higher chance of pregnancy. And interestingly, some of the high tech options, very high birth rates, sometimes approaching 75% in one try, while at the same time, the high tech options with the high pregnancy rate afford the very lowest, the very minimal multiple pregnancy rate with the very highest chance of a healthy singleton.
I've heard medications that can help, you know, just some of the simpler things at the very beginning. What are some of those options early on?
Certainly, there's several ovulation induction medications, oral medications known as clomiphene, letrozole. Those are two of those. When more high-tech procedures are performed, typically injection medications that contain hormones called FSH and LH are often utilized.
What about the couples who are getting married in life, as a lot of couples are, and they're delaying starting a family in pursuit of their careers and to be more financially stable, and the so-called egg banking fertility service? Tell me more about that.
Certainly. So the availability of successful egg freezing is relatively new compared to freezing of sperm. We've been able to effectively freeze sperm for many, many years. Certainly, donor egg freezing is very, very common, and we have a lot of long-term data with large numbers from that. So freezing eggs for elective fertility preservation is certainly an excellent option, but long-term data is scarce. The earlier you freeze your eggs, the better. And interestingly, it takes around 15 eggs, perhaps, to achieve a reasonable chance of one live birth. For those people who miss that window of freezing their eggs, there are alternative options, and those would involve things such as third-party reproduction. We can even successfully achieve pregnancy in women who are menopausal. There's use of third-party gestational carrier, also known as host uterus, and we can even treat successfully couples who have a surgical absence of the uterus or a medical contraindication to carrying a pregnancy.
Do you suggest to women, or would you suggest to women who are maybe younger, let's say maybe in their 20s, to have their, you know, they're not in a relationship, they think they want to have kids someday, they're going to focus on their career for a while, would you suggest them going and having their eggs frozen?
I think really it's important to get information and to know yourself and what your goals are. Many women, if they're in their teens or early 20s, certainly the earlier you are and you freeze your eggs, the better. However, the earlier you are, the greater the chance that you may meet someone and conceive on your own and not need to go through the process itself. So I would probably suggest for most people, but there's individual differences according to patients' wants and needs, of probably somewhere by around age 30 would be a great time. We know that freezing eggs certainly is decreased efficacy at age 35 and age 38. So certainly we sometimes have women come to see us at 40 or above wanting to freeze their eggs, and certainly they're not getting the maximum opportunity at that point in time. It's not impossible, but it's not ideal.
Thanks to Dr. Celeste Brabeck, infertility specialist, for joining us. This has been MedTalk, presented by HCA Midwest Health. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.